A new study released this week by the Fordham Institute gauged Ohio superintendents' views on education reform in the state. Emily McCord spoke to the Fordham Institute's Terry Ryan and the lead researcher on the project, Steve Farkas. Terry Ryan begins by explaining the purpose of the study.
Well, we think it important that in the state where we have so many reforms underway that we gauge kind of where the folks out in the field are on these issues, because at the end of the day, for them to be successfully implemented, the sort of frontline educators need to buy into it. And that's what the superintendents in the state are. They are the sort of the commanders in chief for their districts. And if reform policies are going to make a difference and last, it's important that ultimately they work at fruitfully implementing them. That was the logic behind the study.
What issues did this study look at specifically?
So we looked at seven big reforms. The first are the Common Core Academic Standards in Mathematics and English Language Arts. The second are teacher evaluations. Third, we looked at the third grade reading guarantee. Fourth, we looked at A to F ratings for schools and school districts. Fifth, we looked at open enrollment and the policies around open enrollment. Sixth, we looked at blended learning opportunities. Those are opportunities that marry classroom with technology. And then the seventh thing that we looked at was school choice, both charters and vouchers.
One of the findings of this study was that superintendents favor the implementation of Common Core, and that's been controversial. I know that some conservatives have been worried that it's a top-down approach from Washington, and that there's also concerns about implementation. What are superintendents saying?
Superintendents don't see it as something that's being foisted upon them by Washington, D.C., because they know that it has come from the state and state level. And so what superintendents are saying is that they support the standards. So they think the standards, which are basically the academic goals that we expect of kids in reading and mathematics, they think the standards are better than what Ohio currently has. And they think the standards are worth their time, energy, effort, and money to work towards. And so they support the standards. That's clear in this survey. And that's important in regards to the controversy that's going on around it. That said, they do worry about implementation and some of the challenges around implementation. Specifically, they are worried about the assessments. They've seen some of the test questions, but they haven't seen the assessments in their entirety, and they're not able to sort of gauge what they're doing with a complete understanding of what the tests are going to look like. That said, even despite their concerns with implementation, they think that the Common Core is a positive, and they think 5 years from now it's going to be in place and it's worth pursuing. I think they would also like the state to help pay for some of the costs, especially as it relates to things like technology, and they're worried about that.
I want to talk to you, Steve Farkas. You're the president of the FDR Group, and you conducted the study. If 56% of superintendents participated in this, is that an accurate gauge of the attitudes of superintendents statewide?
We were actually quite pleased with the response rate, considering it pretty high, and it was actually higher than we had done a survey in a couple of years ago of Ohio superintendents, and this response rate was even higher, and we're comfortable with the representation that we got, that, and in terms of the demographic characteristics of the superintendents, they were pretty well aligned with what the population of superintendents is in Ohio.
In general, Common Core was one that superintendents were optimistic about. What other areas were perhaps not as popular with superintendents?
One of the areas that I think has a lot of is getting a lot of press and a lot of attention is the value-added assessments in evaluating Ohio's teachers, meaning that teachers are going to be evaluated now. Half of their rating at the end of the year will be based on the progress that their students make in terms of their test scores. So you take a snapshot at the beginning of the year, you take another snapshot later on, and then you look for growth and you assess the students, and from that you derive a kind of a measure of how well the teacher has been doing his or her job. So the new policy that's enacted into law is that teacher evaluations must take into account the progress of students in terms of test scores. 42% of superintendents say that this change will lead to fundamental improvement in Ohio's education system, and 51% doubt that it will.
So not a majority there?
Not a majority. And the real problem seems to be implementation concerns. 86% say that there's going to be too much pressure on their principals because of the observation requirements. 85% say it's going to be too hard to measure growth in certain subjects like art. How am I going to, one superintendent told me in an interview, how am I going to show that a child's progress in art, in terms of an art project from one at the beginning of the year to the next? 93% say that there are going to be a lot of legal challenges when you evaluate teachers, at least in part based on their test scores of their students. There are going to be challenges by the teachers themselves. So they see a lot of implementation problems down the line, and it behooves Ohio's legislators and Ohio superintendents to get together and see how do we make this happen in a way that will not stymie reform.
Terry Ryan, I want to ask you, what's the takeaway from this? What can we glean from this study?
I think the main takeaway here is that there is a disconnect when it comes to some of the policies that are being implemented and put in place by Ohio's lawmakers and the field. And you see the disconnect in terms of the ability or the desire of superintendents to actually want to put in place these reforms that they're being told by the General Assembly they must put in place. So in some instances, the field, the superintendents, are more receptive, open, and have bought into the reforms. The best example are the Common Core academic standards and better example, blended learning. So they're buying into these reforms, and they're going to own them, and they're going to run with them, it sounds like. Some other reforms that are coming out of Columbus, the third grade reading guarantee is one, A to F rating of schools and districts, and school choice, charter schools and vouchers. With those policies, there's less support, far less support and buy-in from the field. So it's going to be harder and it's going to take more time for those to, in effect, bite and to ultimately become commonplace. And what we would say is there needs to be more conversation and there needs to be more dialogue between those out in the field and those making the laws. I think that's probably the biggest takeaway here is that reforms really are going to last if you have people out in the field who bought into them.
Emily McCord speaking with Fordham Institute's Terry Ryan and Steve Farkas. We should note that the Fordham Institute, who did the study, is a supporter of Common Core, and opponents suggest that many schools are more in favor of the funding attached to the program rather than the curriculum standards. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. This is WISO Weekend.